So welcome to this Sounds and Thoughts meditation practice. So let's begin our practice by taking a moment to really settle into our meditation posture for today. That can be seated or lying down if you prefer. And finding a posture that allows you to be at ease as much as possible, and at the same time alert and awake. If you are sitting, then finding a chair or a meditation cushion or bench to sit on, something that will bring your hips slightly higher than your knees. Feet flat on the floor, or perhaps the legs are touching the floor. If you're lying down, maybe bending the knees and placing the feet flat on the floor. Beginning to fully arrive in this practice, so really sensing the contact between your body and whatever is supporting you today. The weight of your body on the floor, on a chair or a cushion. Contact. A sense of rootedness, a sense of being held. Coming home to the body. Noticing how, if you are sitting, the pelvis and buttocks are a stable base, allowing the spine to rise up. Not sitting straight in a forced way, but rather allowing spaciousness to come into the body. Sense of lengthening. The back of the neck long, perhaps the chin drawn slightly in. And checking in for a moment with your shoulders. Do they need a little roll? Can you allow your arms and hands to rest alongside the body? And finally, checking in with the jaw. The jaw is an area where we often hold a lot of tension. And it can be very beneficial to check in with your jaw and see if you can release it a bit more. Unclenching the teeth. So really bringing a sense of care to preparing yourself for practice. Taking a moment to check in with yourself. How are you arriving in this practice? What is top of mind for you? What are the thoughts and emotions that are present? And just as we have settled the body, taking a moment to allow the mind to settle. And whatever you bring into this practice is allowed to be here. But at the same time, we are making a conscious choice to set aside some time to practice. And what can help us is following the breath for a while. So as you sit here, slowly becoming aware of the breath moving in and out of the body. Not having to breathe in a certain way. Allowing the breath to come in and out. Naturally. And if you want to stay with your breath in today's practice, that's absolutely fine. You can do that. Otherwise, I'd like to invite you to join me in a sounds and thoughts practice. So for this, beginning to become aware of sounds around you. Sounds in the room where you are. Sounds outside or elsewhere in the building where you are. Maybe even sounds from within you, sounds in your body. Just becoming aware of them. If you're not hearing very much, if there's more silence than sounds, that's okay too. Just beginning to notice what you can hear around you. Not going out hunting for sounds, but rather opening up to them. And sometimes when we start listening to sounds in this practice, we can get carried away by thoughts and stories about the sounds. Maybe judgment, or maybe a sound triggers a memory or a plan that you have. And so whenever that happens, gently coming back to the sound itself. Becoming curious about the sensory quality of each sound, the pitch of a sound, the loudness, the volume, the duration, the intensity. Just becoming very curious about what you're hearing. Observing the sounds, but trying not to be drawn in by them. remaining anchored in the body. As you sit here or lie here, just aware of sounds rising and falling. Perhaps beginning to notice the transient nature of sounds, how a sound can come and grow in intensity, and then before you know it, it fades away again. Aware of the space between sounds, the silence beneath it all, holding the sounds. And taking a deep breath, letting go of the focus on sounds and becoming aware of emerging thoughts. Thoughts that are a lot like sounds. We can't really avoid them. And they too are temporary. Thoughts come and stay a while, and then they go again, replaced by another thought. And just like you allowed the sounds around you to be there, and just as you observe them with a sense of curiosity, so too now tuning into thought. When thoughts come, we let them be here. And when they go, we let them go. Just sitting with a breathing body. And when thoughts arise, giving them your full attention. And you may notice that sometime a thought disappears the moment you become aware of it. And other thoughts, meanwhile, might linger, or they might repeat themselves. And without going along with the content of the thoughts, allowing the experience to be as it is. And And it can be helpful to bring to mind the image of clouds moving through the sky. Thoughts can be like that, coming and going, just like clouds. Sometimes large and sometimes small, very wispy and light and fluffy, or maybe darker and more menacing. And just like clouds, thoughts will pass. They could be just random thoughts, some things on your to-do list maybe, or plans. Maybe there are some worries or anxieties here. Or maybe thoughts about what you are doing now. Whatever they are, seeing if you can just see them as events arising in the mind, staying around for a while and then dispersing, just like clouds in the sky. Not being drawn into the content of your thoughts, but rather sitting here, resting in the gap between stimulus and response. Becoming aware of any emotions that come up as well. If that is okay for you, allowing those emotions to arise in the field of your awareness. And just like we observed the sounds and the thoughts, allowing the emotions to be here, and sensing their qualities, trying not to get drawn in by them. And don't worry if you find that challenging. This is not a very easy practice. It's a practice of a lifetime. And whenever you do find yourself getting lost in thought or swept away by a powerful emotion, remembering that you can always return to the body sitting or lying here, and return to the breath. That space of silent awareness that underpins everything else. would like to end our practice with some words from a Buddhist meditation teacher called Ethan Nichtern about resting in that gap between stimulus and response. And he says, when we actually show up for the present moment, we become infinitely more intimate with subtle intensity of feeling, both emotionally and physically, as well as with the strong momentum of habitual reactions we have chosen in the past. This moment of availability, of trusting the wisdom of not reacting defensively, is what is called resting in the gap. The gap is a courageous space where we stay with what is happening within our mind and our nervous system. Resting in the gap is a brave willingness to be vulnerable. So that is what we've practiced on our cushion today, and maybe you can take some of that awareness with you in the rest of your day. So now, as we prepare to end this practice, focusing once more on your breath, taking a few more deep breaths in and out, coming back to the body.